And here we are. And good evening, everyone. And this is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries to Counseling Service coming with another podcast of part two of last week when I interviewed a great person. I interviewed a doctor that I know. I admire him, and I've known him for over 10 years now. And he is a board certified psychiatrist. He's a mentor. He's a father. He's a husband. And you know what? I've also noticed he's also a good interviewer too. I like interviewing him. And he's coming back for part two of this interview. And for those who are going to be on the playback as well, may you be inspired as well in this podcast, because it gives me pleasure to introduce him. And he wrote a book. And he wrote a book, Against the Odds. And I'll tell you, I'll let him talk about that a little bit. But he's coming back for the part two questions. He said that the questions were good. Well, I hope these are just as good. So, Dr. Khan, hello there. You there, Dr. Khan? Hello? Well, you know, we have interruptions in phone service a lot of times, so we just gonna try to continue on. Dr. Khan, we're going to try to bring him back. That's perfectly fine, Dr. Khan. You know, these things happen. Yes, it does. These things happen. You know, cell phones, technology, and all. So I was introducing you, so I'm bringing you back again, and I introduced Dr. Celine Khan. There you go, Dr. Khan. How are you?
Very good. I hope you're enjoying the weather and everything. In our area, it's very pleasant.
Nice. Yeah, I think we're getting ready to get some rain. Strange weather where I'm at. It's been strange for a while. And, you know, we have to take what we get, what the kind Lord gives us. Amen.
Absolutely.
Dr. Khan, here we are again for part two. Are you ready? Okay. All right now. Okay. Because, you know, I must say I've spoken to a couple of friends, and one specific friend said to me, she said, Dr. Jones, I want to hear about Dr. Khan. I said, okay, Dr. Khan. I said, okay, I think he can answer that question. So, Dr. Khan, that's going to be your start. Talk about Dr. Khan.
Okay, well, I got my equivalent of MD degree from Pakistan, where they call it MBBS. But the way it is, when I was a medical student, people around me, they started calling me doctor, which is not uncommon.
Okay.
And then soon after that, becoming a doctor, then I spent about a year in very famous Mill Hospital in Pakistan, in Lahore, where I got my medical education, which is from King Edward Medical College. And I did an internship for about a year. And then I joined a community hospital where I was made in charge of a medical unit, a surgical unit, and an orthopedic unit. And within a few weeks of that, I got married. And this was very close to the capital city of Pakistan, which is Islamabad. So we were living in Rawalpindi. And it was a very enjoyable time. That's when we had our first child, became parents for the first time. And then we moved to Iran. They were in bad need of physicians. And actually, mostly it was their villages which were short of doctors. So 2 years we spent in a couple of different villages, It was a very, very different experience. Even some of the diseases, parasitic diseases that I was asked to treat, they were different than Pakistan. But being there were villages, the healthcare was not the best. There were limited medications, and hardly any blood tests or other tests. So I had to send people to nearby town, which was about 17 kilometers. And the place was all very hilly. But people were very nice, very appreciative. And overall, we had a very good time.
Oh, okay. Very good. Dr. Khan, go ahead.
I mean, if you want to know, because you said Dr. Khan, that was the beginning of my journey as a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And I was a general practice doctor. And then I moved to the United States in 1975 on my 30th birthday.
Oh, okay.
And after coming here, I did 1 year of internship at Frankfurt Hospital in Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
And right after that, I started my residency in this hospital called Friends Hospital,
okay,
which is our nation's first private psychiatric hospital. And it was started by Quakers who believed that people should be treated with dignity. And it goes back to now 60-some years. At that time, the treatment for mental problem was very limited, and they were still using leeches and all that. And their approach started changing everything which was going on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very different experience, but I learned a lot from the Quaker therapy, which is that of God and everyone.
Oh, interesting.
And And at the same time, I was affiliated, the program was under Hahnemann Medical University.
Oh.
And right from there, I moved to Hahnemann University fully, and that was 2 years fellowship in child and adolescent psychiatry. So that 6 years of training in the U.S., got me ready to do practice in the field. And actually, I ran into someone who was commuting from Delaware every day to Hahnemann. And I was telling her that I, want to go to a place where it is not like Philadelphia, and I can raise my family. By then, we had 2 children. And she suggested come to Delaware.
Okay.
And I think that was one of the best suggestions. And I have practiced almost for 40 years my field of child and adolescent psychiatry.
Mm, excellent. Wow. That's a movement. Nice. Okay. I'm familiar with the hospitals that you said. Now, since you wrote the book, what have you been doing to promote it? What have you been doing about that?
Well, there are some things like the same as this kind of interviews.
Okay.
Oh. And the other thing is to really word of mouth by talking to friends. And I had about 7 book signing events.
Oh, nice.
So they were in different parts of our state. And actually, one of them is coming up in May.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. My purpose of writing was that I felt we were losing information about an extraordinary man, my dad, and it needs to be preserved. And the message about his life and his challenges and how he conquered them and all along helped other people, this message has been very dear to my heart.
Gotcha. Yes. What is the chapter, Dr. Khan, that you would say when you talk about it, that you might get a little emotional about it? What chapter
would
you
be? It is more than that. Actually, I'm working on it because there are two chapters where when I was making my presentation, I really became very emotional.
Yes, yes.
And one of them is when Dad and Mom were quite young and he was working on his master's degree, and they were living just in a small townhouse, and they did not have any electric fan, and Dad was working full time, so he started doing some of his research work at home. So he would be awake till late hours, and he would be cutting cutting sections of the plants, and then making slides, and then looking at them, and writing his observations. And having limited resources financially, the way they were dealing with it is the dad would be done with 20, 30 of the slides, and Mom would wash them, clean them, and at the same time she would be cleaning sweats from his forehead because of the hot weather and having no electric fan. So when I think about that, it makes me emotional. Is that what kind of love they had for each other, and how over the years, which is more than 50 years that they were together, that this relationship and bond continued.
Yes, I did read that. Excellent, excellent. I would agree that was a very touching moment, but I'm quite sure there's other parts of the book that made you feel emotional as well.
Yes, there are.
I can imagine. Dr. Khan, you're becoming a board-certified psychiatrist. Was that a way, would you say, of making your father proud of you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, after doing all that, because I had, two boards, one in general psychiatry in 1981, and then second one in child and adolescent psychiatry in 1983. And after accomplishing all that, and then I went to Pakistan to visit Mom and Dad and other family members, and he was so proud that he took me around. Where he was still teaching at that time as a professor emeritus in the university from where he started his student life. And then sometimes he would take me to this research institute where he did a lot of research and pioneering work. So he was introducing me to so many different people, his colleagues, junior scientists who he was working with and supervising their research. And I could see the pride in his voice and in his eyes.
Okay. Very good. Hey, look, you have inspired many with this book. I was looking at some of the reviews that you've got on Amazon. And I want to tell you, it was all 5-star, I'll tell you that. I mean, people were very, very impressed with how you described your father. They were very, and I noticed that, you know, like when you're reading the reviews and it's kind of like you're looking for something specific. And a lot of people were saying that I was very impressed how he described his father. It's like you described him to a T. And people were very, very impressed. So yes, I definitely looked at the reviews on Amazon. Now, Dr. Khan, what's your message? What's your message for the audience overall?
Well, I mentioned in my book, too, that my hope is that those who are struggling in life for whatever reasons, and they may be even feeling that we should not give up, that they get an inspiration and tell themselves that if this person, with not even having a single penny in his with him or with his family, was able to conquer all the odds against him and kept moving to higher and higher levels in his life, till he became Director General Agriculture Research Council of Pakistan, that if he could do that, despite all these hurdles, that they can also do and get the education that they really desire.
Gotcha. You're talking to that next generation?
Absolutely.
What are you thinking about that next generation?
Well, again, you know, this next generation, the message is basically the same for them, that rather than wasting their time, they should concentrate on their studies, get somewhere which is respectable. And the other part of the message coming from my dad is that I always emphasize that do not forget others. Along the way, take them with you by any kind of help that you can provide. If it is your guidance, if it is your money, if it is just being able to listen to them, that will give you the real inner satisfaction, and that's what God wants us to do.
Exactly. Excellent, excellent. Your last question, Dr. Khan, is in your field, did you notice or did you see any kind of other field that you was in competition with?
I mean, within myself, if I wanted to go to some other field. Early on, I was thinking about pediatrics. And that is because of my interest in children and their issues. And so rather than actually treating them with their physical ailments, I chose the other route, which turned out for me a very good match and very satisfying for me. And within that, as you know from my work with you,
yes, sir,
that I almost developed a subspecialty for myself, which was parenting techniques and spousal relationship, because those were the two things I felt were causing all the problems, most of the problems for the children who were coming for help.
Yes. And you are 100% correct. Are you kind of still doing groups like that now? I mean, are you like talking about them? Are you promoting them, those kind of groups? Because there's definitely still needed.
Yeah, well, not in any formal way, but where I am in my life, it is not uncommon that people unofficially, meaning family and friends, they contact me for all kinds of things, including, you know, how to handle these children who are out of control.
Yes, sir.
And they are surprised when I tell them parenting is not about children, it is about parents. And you need to work on yourself, and more you will improve your own behaviors towards them, the more you would see that they are well behaved.
Can you just repeat that one more time about the parents, please?
Yeah, my message to parents is that raising children means really, parenting and raising children means that the parents, they improve their behaviors and how they interact with their children and how they don't ignore them and how they are very aware of their own children's needs. More they do that, more well-behaved children they will have.
Thank you very, very much. I think that everyone you've heard, that's why I asked Dr. Khan that first question in reference to Dr. Khan. So you have a little bit about him that you can take in while you read his book. I encourage everyone that's hearing this second part of this interview that you get this book. As I said on Amazon, the reviews are great, and I'm quite sure more are coming. Dr. Khan, you have done a great job. I'm going to see you soon. Trust me, I will see you soon. And I know that this book is going to become another book, because I know you said that. So you just kind of, you started it, right? You already started it?
Well, as you know, writing a book is a very big undertaking.
It is.
And some people have shown some interest in translating it into different languages.
Wonderful.
So I will see where it goes.
That's wonderful. That I'm glad you said that. That book would be nice in Spanish and all. Yeah, exactly. That book, yes. I would really, really like to see that happen. Wonderful. So everyone with this interview, I hope everyone listens to it. I'm sure that they will, and my little ratings will go up in it. But again, get this book. You will hear Dr. Khan's heart about his father, and you will, as I did, you will get that heartwarming feeling of what he was saying. And the message that he is giving to parents and the next generation. Dr. Khan, I thank you very much for coming. And we will definitely be talking soon. We want to hear more from you. Just tell us one more time where one can reach you.
Well, I think the Facebook account is the best place.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're getting good on Facebook. Yes. Okay. Very good. Very good. So he has a Facebook page. So go over to his page, and this interview, as well as the other one, will also be on his page as well. So Dr. Khan, we thank you again for this, and we will be doing this again. Stay in touch. And to everyone, we say that you have a blessed, you have a peaceful and a safe remaining of the day and the weekend. And thank you for coming to this podcast with Dr. Celine Khan, board certified psychiatrist, MD, a great man, love him to death. And I'm telling you, get his book. It is an awesome book. Be well, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Khan.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed talking to you.
As you as well. Bye-bye. Okay.